This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Random Order Show, episode 126.5, the audio exclusive, man. Talk to me. It's been a very swell episode, man. I can't lie. Talked about all the shit we need to talk about, man. Trey gets gouged. All-star weekend. All-star ass cracks. When the Illuminati knock on your door. Bobby V Day. The Last of Us and HBO using the last of their budget on that shit, man. Amen. Listen, man. I forgot to introduce myself, but I'm Mr. Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building. We got B-Baby Train in the building, Trevon Richards.
How y'all doing?
Talk to him.
Hey, I'm chilling, man.
Amen. Sheldon Sebastian reporting live.
Yes, man. It's your boy. Still the chocolate one.
Amen. All our audio listeners, we need a red hot 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Get down, man. Share with the people while you listen to this shit, man. While you enjoy it. Amen. Speaking of enjoying, amen. Enjoy this episode. Locked in.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Locked in.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
You know what time it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are, man, now tuned in.
Look at y'all, spoiled.
Amen. You are now tuned in to us on Tuesday. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
To all the lovers out there.
Yeah.
If it went well,
for
you
sure.
Might be a little bit exhausted from smashing. If it went bad, you're still on thin ice.
Yeah.
Take today easy, man. No funny shit with your woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Correct your fuck up on Valentine's Day. It's all good, man.
Valentine's Day is crazy when you already fucked up.
You got
the
shades on today, brother. What's happening with that, man?
Man, I was playing ball this morning.
After
a crazy leg day workout, man. I was just boss. And we got into some intense games. We didn't mean to, but it got there. I was fine with it. And some kid, man, just fucking totally, like, hacked my eye, man. So my eye's, like, bloodshot red right now.
What?
It looks, it's fucked up still.
Let me see that.
Fuck. Damn. Really?
Mm-mm. Yeah, so the shades is on. Happy Z-Day. Yeah.
Happy Z-Day, man. Yeah. For everybody not celebrating, man.
Z's up.
Z shit.
Come on, man.
Amen.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is crazy when you're already on thin ice with your shorty, and then Valentine's Day comes around. It's like, fuck.
Anything the game's on, like, bro. She sits back. She's posted up. She's watching your moves. What you got?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I don't
hell
remember
yeah.
when it turned.
You got to do something.
I don't remember when it turned into that, where it was like more one sided than two sided. Mm-hmm. Growing up and shit, nigga, you get Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Little letters and shit from your female classmates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a two way street.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different these days.
Man.
Bro, I remember when I was in, I think I was in the third grade or the fourth grade, had my little shawty.
Amen. Damn, shawty.
I kid you not, shorty brought me literally a life-size card. It was literally taller than me at the time.
Yeah.
That's
and
effort.
I was like, yo, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I was like, yo, is this what it's going to be like?
That's beautiful.
I wouldn't like that going forward.
Yeah, that was the last, taste of that, sure.
That was it. Yeah, for real.
That was it.
For real,
huh?
For real.
It is what it
I ain't going
to
lie. I think there's some latency still.
Let's be
locked in.
Amen.
Yeah.
Man, we back from a little technological downfall.
Yeah.
You know what it is, man. We get it on the get back. Amen. We back at it. 126.5. Amen. In the building. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was sick.
Back at it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You got gouged by a stranger.
I got gouged by a stranger, man.
And if I don't know you,
No fingernails in my eyes.
What you doing with my eyes?
So complete stranger, like you wouldn't, you didn't know who anybody he was hooping with, just like complete.
Nothing. He was playing on the other side. We were playing 3-on-3. One of our threes left. He was playing on the other side, and we just said like, hey, like walk back, like walk over and come play. But he was he was just, I don't know, man. Let me not say too much about this man. I don't even know him, but.
Where
he hit my eye.
I mean, it's your experience, brother. It's your perspective on the situation.
He wasn't friendly at all, man. He wasn't friendly.
Just say
at
it
all,
like
man.
It is.
You know what I mean? He wasn't friendly, boys. wasn't friendly, man. He came over. I said hi, introduced myself. He said nothing. I'm like, all right, whatever. It hits me in my eye. Damn, I'm ones. Down on the floor, like fucking clearly upset. Doesn't come up to me. Doesn't say sorry or anything. I was like, yo, you're a pussy or still.
Damn, that's that free ball.
That's
man.
Not okay.
Yeah. Nah, man, he's a little ass, like little fucking scrawny kid, man. Like he just, I don't know what the hell is going on. So he's just no respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one there laying at.
That's the thing about LA Fitness, bro. It's like it's no vetting, bro. Mm-hmm. you don't know who you hooping with, bro.
Yeah, man. I just thought it was just normal human decency, you know?
For sure, nah, man. Nah, definitely.
You don't know who's gonna come into LA Fitness on a guest pass. Or in a sneaky
that's fact.
That's a fact. Man. But that's the worst. Man. I hate to get my eye hit, but for a stranger to hit it, my first thought is like, bro, where your hands been?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not everybody, you know, treats their nails with the same type of love and shit.
Not everybody, man.
Cleaning out under it and shit. Wow. Yeah, man.
That's a fucking fact. That's a fact. And then even when like COVID was rampant and like high, they were like, oh, don't touch your eyes and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you poked my eye and like,
yeah, just, you poked your eye. Fuck.
I hate when you get hurt and it's like, for me, I gotta say, all right, I got hurt now in this moment, but I have to go maybe a week, 2 weeks, depending on what it is.
Thinking about you.
You know what I mean? Thinking about you, thinking about how this happened. I gotta explain it to everyone. Everyone I go up to, what happened to your eye? I was like, look, fitness, right?
Smoking trees, man.
Yeah, like, fuck, man. So it's just. Every time I blink, man, it fucking hurts. I'm just reminded of this kid. He had a Dirk Nowitzki jersey, though, but I kind of respect that part.
He's putting up DN numbers.
He had a good little step back three like Dirk. So, I, you know. And I complimented on him, man.
That's that respect, man.
I said, but that's that respect, man. That's that respect.
Man, you should always get it back, man.
Nah, it's all right, man. Yeah. I'll get it back from my brothers.
You kept playing, like, after you got hit in the eye?
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
It's noble.
It's persistence, noble. Man.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Yeah, man. It is, though, man.
Yeah.
Shells, you be watching you and shit.
I haven't started the new season. I've watched all three seasons, though.
Oh, like that.
But man. I haven't started the fourth season. You started it?
All that fucking talking and shit, man.
Yeah.
All that fucking thinking and shit.
Like when he be talking to himself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, too much. Too much.
That's
too
anime much. Shit, though, so I don't mind it.
Too much, yeah, bro. Too everything. Much. Yeah. He'll be narrating and picking up a cup.
Yeah. Don't watch anime.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't pick this cup up.
Ah, you like milk. That means you like cheese.
You like that cheese? Means you like me.
I don't know, nigga. It feels a little gimmicky at this point. All that shit. All that little fucking hat shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, it's just too much. Like, you do one, you do you two. Don't do you three.
You know what I'm saying?
I was just about to say that. Sometimes you got to end shit.
Speaking
you gotta
of,
know when to end shit.
Oh, my God. Do you think it's about ended? You think it should be about ended? You?
Yeah. I was always surprised. Even when I watched season 3, I'm like, oh, so this is how they're going to do it. I'm always surprised. Because it's like, first season, Shorty, she dies, right? Yeah, Shorty dies.
Yeah.
Like what else? What else are we doing?
That's on dynamics. Mm-hmm.
If I can remember correctly, no. Well, one season he kind of like clicks up with the girl after, so she doesn't die, but they just kind of fall more in love.
Oh, that shit!
And then now they killing niggas together.
Wrap it up in three. Real talk,
fuck man.
Speaking of wrap it up,
fast.
What is it? 11? What number? What number?
It's
we at?
X, right? It's X. Is 10? So 10.
Oh, to get next, nigga, come on.
I thought you said wrap it up fast. So I'm like, okay, where is he going with this? Like, wrap it up fast.
No,
so
wrap
like,
up fast, nigga.
Yeah, they need to fucking quickly wrap that shit up. The thing is, that's funny about it. I thought the last one was going to be the last one. The last Fast is going to be the last one. So I was like, all right. And I see fucking Vin Diesel outside, and I'm like, bro, the only reason Vin Diesel is outside is he's promoting Fast and the Furious. Or if he's like, you know what I mean? You catch him slipping at a fucking Chipotle.
Yeah, definitely not working on nothing.
Yeah.
Hell nah.
So what you working on? You know what I'm working on.
Dude. Yeah. Come here, come on.
I live in this movie verse at this point.
You know my claim to fame.
Niggas call Vin Diesel Dom. Like, you know what I mean? No one's calling him Vin.
Yeah.
It's Dom.
Yeah.
But yeah, rap.
Bro, it's like a soap opera at this point, man. It's crazy.
Which I can respect. It's almost like a TV show. The way TV shows be 3 hours long and shit.
Yeah.
That's a one-shot series, but.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I don't know if they're always making their money back still, but I guess so.
I think they do, honestly, man.
I think
man.
They do. Think they still do.
Dedicated.
I think they do, man.
Fan base. God bless every one of their hearts.
Yeah.
For all the support. Mm-hmm. But where do you go after outer space? Deep sea and shit. Niggas fucking fast scoopers.
Yeah, I don't know. And boat races. Fucking mechanic does this guy go to? God damn it.
I bet you hate his ass seeing him roll up and shit.
Something happened to my car.
Oh, God. Vin Diesel.
Vin.
Told you, nigga. Stay on in Earth, motherfucker.
I don't know, man. To be real, I think I would enjoy this series more if they kept it like more to the roots of what it is, like the street racing, the culture. I think I would enjoy it more, but when it just turned into like action movie, it's like, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, because you could get down really in the streets racing and shit.
Yeah,
you could have a long life of racing and pink slipping and beefing this and that.
Bring some drugs in there, you're lit.
Real talk. Good. Yeah, a couple parties and shit.
A little car accident and shit.
Look, forget where to park your car and you're like, fuck, I got to race.
Dude, every movie, bro.
I'm on some hating shit because they be canceling my shows that I fuck with after season one. These motherfuckers are getting away with season five of You.
Five.
Oh my God. Someone had texted me saying, like, are you tuning in to You? I said, hell nah.
Nigga, fuck you.
That's it. I mean,
fuck you. Real talk, man.
Fuck you, man. Bring back the OA, man. That shot. I'm all right with it. Kind of close it down, you know? But fuck.
W show. Yeah.
How many seasons did you get of that?
They gave us two.
Two?
They gave us two and they clipped it, man. And the OA was a good show.
And it was.
Clipped us, man.
It was. You watched 3%?
Nah, I tried to because I try to fill that void.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, nah, man.
I fell off 3% too, but it's like, I think it's like four seasons now or some shit like that.
That's what happens, man. You put it down for a bit, you pop up, they got a damn like a marathon ready for you.
For no reason.
You on Last of Us and shit?
Yeah, I'm on Last of Us. Yeah. I'm kind of watching that.
How do you feel watching it as a gamer?
It's really good. As a gamer and playing the game, it's really good. It's very true to the story. And
100.
Yeah, certain sets that I see, I'm like, wow, okay, this is like really close to the game.
Have you seen the latest episode or no?
I have, but I don't want it's techie streets for people who haven't watched it. But
I heard.
By Friday?
It's still fresh.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Well, I just want to say, I'm not going to spoil nothing, but I just want to say like the Henry scene, like at the end when they, in that little town, it just, I was like, wow, this looks just like the game. Like, this is exactly how it looked.
Damn, it's crazy. Dipped out a little bit.
Fire.
Yeah, man. I'm enjoying it. I'll say that, man. I'm tired of niggas just putting shit online. Just watch the show. I love it.
What do you mean? Like, reacting to it?
Yeah, like, reacting to it, talking about it on Twitter. It's like, someone's like, I can't, maybe I should be off socials. All right. But, like, I can't, you can't do anything. It's like, just don't watch it.
Yeah, I'd be muting words.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not trying to do all the extra shit.
What, not going online?
It ain't that much steps.
To like, nah, man, it is, man. It's extra shit.
Couple little steps.
All it is don't, nigga, one step, don't.
Yeah, just don't. That's my first step, don't. You know what I mean?
I think it is cool, like, in the excitement, like, when it comes out, like, you're especially if you're just, I don't know, living by yourself and shit, you just hop online and talk about it. Other people got their opinions, bloop, bloop.
Get a group chat going, man.
Secret Twitter feed.
It should register to you like not to tweet it or not to put it on social media because it's just like bro, this shit just dropped. Like
I don't know. I get it. But the thing is, fuck, I don't know, man. I think there's so many different outlets and there's so many different shows, TV shows, movies, all this going on that everyone just wants to like kind of voice their opinion, which is not bad because that's how conversations start going. Like, niggas talking about LeBron passes, obviously, the scoring title, and it's just like, that ain't my GOAT, though. That ain't my GOAT. You know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, I give LeBron his respects. Yeah, lovely to see him, you know, pass that. But and sometimes I have to stop myself, man. And I think for niggas having a podcast, we do really well at not giving our opinion on shit.
Really, it's true, yeah.
Totally somewhere else. So maybe that's where it's coming from, where I'm like, yeah, okay, I can watch this, totally leave that alone, and then like,
just not voice your opinion.
Yeah, and just not voice my opinion, really, yeah.
I also feel like okay with just speaking to the people in my circle about it. Mm. Like, I don't necessarily need to like speak to strangers or like people that I don't know well about it. I value the opinion of my girlfriend, my boys, my brother. Like, I value that more than getting a retweet or, yeah, bro, I felt the same way from like somebody online.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm really tripping.
Yeah, I guess I get it from different places. I just want to see y'all watch that? Y'all checked it out? Wow, that's just crazy. Mm-hmm. You know?
Very vague. Speaking cold.
Yeah, you know.
Big events. Touche.
He shouldn't have snitched.
But man,
yeah.
HBO got that fucking budget, nigga. They gonna show you every fucking flashback, every reference. Mm-hmm. Niggas, you better bet if a nigga brings up a certain day, HBO's gonna fucking shoot it, nigga.
Yeah.
To the smallest detail.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like they got a bigger budget than Netflix. You're putting up sometimes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You just look at what the fuck. Like, last nigga, just so much shit. It's so much.
It's
all the
a
makeup,
lot.
All the fucking, all the sets.
Every single zombie, it's a lot of zombies. And on top of it, bro, zombie movies, shows are the easiest thing to make corny. And that's why Walking Dead had me. I was like, yo, this is really good when I first watched it. I was like, yeah, this is amazing.
How'd they wrap up? They drop you on your head?
The dumb niggas is going season 90, dog.
It's still going.
Yeah,
it's still going. Yeah.
Walking Dead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Show Walking Dead, my fucking shit about ready to relax. Nigga, put that shit down. Man. Pack it up, nigga.
The dead tired of walking. The thing is, man, I wonder if there's like zombie beef. You know what I'm saying? You're on the street and you say, oh, man, what's the role? I'm on The Walking Dead.
Oh, that little shit. Damn, they got you on that new shit, nigga. HBO budget, nigga. $10 million, nigga. Every nigga gets $10 million.
Every zombie.
Fucking background actor. Paid up, nigga.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. If I was a zombie on The Walking, on The Last of Us, if I'm a different type of zombie, like they got me playing the clicker, I'm gonna be like, listen, I need them clicking prices.
You do it. Yeah. Get my manager in and shit.
Yeah. He doesn't click with this straight.
I bet you 30%, not maybe more than 30%. 30% of the clickers are real. I bet you the rest of them are like CGI and shit.
You think HBO
really,
got that?
Yeah, they got that budget.
Yeah, I bet you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll spend it either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're a background extra and they win an Emmy, you won an Emmy?
Hell yeah.
But you was way in the back. Only elbow made it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you banging that shit on your profile and shit?
Bro, I don't know about y'all niggas. I won a Grammy the other day. I won a Grammy the other day, so.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the future.
So you guys in the wrong nigga.
Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna take that. Yo,
break it down, man. What happened?
And so I was just in the little video, the little wait for you video, you know?
Amen.
The song won the Grammy. Niggas started tweeting me saying, hey, Trey won too. I'm like, all right, for sure. I emailed the Grammy at the Recording Academy. I just emailed them an address. Say, y'all know what this fo sent.
Hey.
Next year's invite. And the Grammy.
I'm flexing that for sure, man. Just to say. Because, well, technically, yeah, wasn't it? The video is going to help push the song. So you got to.
Part of the song. Yeah, it's part of the experience.
It's part of the
song.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Grammy award winning Trevon Richards.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey. You
hell
tune into the Grammy award winning podcast. Host.
Attach it, man.
Yeah.
I will, actually. The Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
Bro, they'll check it out. And then they're like, oh, what the fuck? Doing all this digging and shit? Was this clickbait? Yeah. Technically,
it's not.
They might drop out and start hearing the explanation and shit.
And
theoretically, when you connect the dots.
No, I'll take it.
Three-day shoot in the mud.
Bro, yeah, you deserve a Grammy. You deserve a Grammy.
Yeah,
I deserve a Grammy. Nigga, I was holding your coach.
Yeah.
You cut his own too. Stunts.
Yeah.
And then we're also 3 times platinum. So
oh, that's what's up. Yeah. Platinum Trey.
Yeah. And you. Oh shit, you. It was your voice. I was just credited.
Real talk.
Yeah, man. So whatever. However y'all want to spin it, man. Just. This, whatever, man.
Gotta take your flowers, man. You gotta take your flowers, man.
Yeah.
You get a lot of like people that don't know you in your videos, but know you from the video by itself, the Drake music video.
Shit.
Because I've got that. I'm like, yo, you're from that. You're the nigga from the Drake video. Oh, shit. Actually, it's my bro.
Say word.
Yeah. Like out here.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
A couple times.
Damn. Nah, I don't, honestly, I don't even know. That's a good question. I had
that's
like,
so interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Still, it connects.
I don't
dots.
Even feel like I look at music videos that tough.
Hating detected.
No, disrespect, my nigga. Like, you know.
Yeah, nah. I ain't really. Say that again.
Say, hey, it should be your blood, man.
What are your arms crossed for, man? I know this is audio, but I see the visuals.
Hey, I'm just saying, brother.
Nah, man.
You ain't seen that shit, Sheldon. I saw the video.
No, I'm going to
send
my
watch later. Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, no, I feel it, but...
I do feel like Drake videos are kind of like you've seen it. No matter, even if you didn't watch it, you've seen it.
Yeah. And it was just, bro, I was a hater. Like, you know what I mean? So that's just such a funny role, especially if you know me. Like, I fucking love Future, bro. Like, my job was to hate. I was like, all right, maybe there's a role that stands out. I don't know.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Snitched on Future.
Yeah, I guess so, man. Mm-hmm. It's the only time you can call me that, though.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That ain't Pete.
They gonna snitch, nigga. Come on, fellas. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question right
there. What's word on the block?
Man.
Yo, awesome, you know what I mean?
I still don't know.
I saw a video making the point of Tekashi 6ix9ine, sort of like obviously going through the same things. And then like, he was trying to make a point that like, all these people that you look up to and think that are actually, you know what I mean, live this life or about this life, whatever. They would do the same thing that he did. So he was trying to make the point of, look, we're gonna do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen a lot of people like, no, technically not.
Yeah, because
of what 6ix9ine did?
Yeah, because 6ix9ine came out and whatever, he went through his whole thing, racketeering situation, came out, snitched, and then people were roasting for it. But then like after that, he's been on this thing of like just trying to prove that, you know,
niggas
yeah,
be snitching,
I'm not tough,
yeah.
but no one's tough type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to make a big deal like, yo, Gunner at it, like you guys aren't saying nothing about him, but you're saying something about me.
Interesting.
I think it's just because Gunna hasn't the story's not done yet.
Yeah.
We have to see what Gunna's saying. You have to see what he's saying, honestly, because I don't even know what him taking the plea deal is.
Yeah, I don't know what anything means.
Yeah, I've heard whispers that whatever's going on in the Gunna's case, they can't use the same thing against like in Thug's case and shit. But ultimately, yeah, man, they just wanted the big dog. With 6ix9ine, they knew 6ix9ine wasn't a big dog, but they're like, yo, we'll use you get me to Bowser. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amazing analogy.
However you can, bro.
Trust me, Barry.
Yeah.
I mean, I also think it's a little different because I feel like in 6ix9ine's situation, like, them niggas was kind of, like, doing him dirty, so he didn't really have any loyalty to them to not snitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, from what I heard, he's fucking his baby moms and all that shit and kidnapping him.
Oh, yeah.
And all that
nigga,
shit.
I would draw you.
How you gonna expect me to not snitch, bro? You know, like, Gunnet's a little bit different, right? Because niggas ain't do him dirty. Like, those are his partners. So, it's a little bit more sticky. But, yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, I gotta see more, man. I gotta see more conversations. I need more answers.
I gotta see more, man. And what am I, see more? I gotta see more, but just in general, man, I didn't want to get into this topic too tough because what am I, a judge?
Yeah, for
like, you know what I'm saying? But it's right. Just, dog, and then again, I don't know what these guys did, but like, what do you mean you're locked up for life? And then you go out and just do whatever you do and no one's watching you. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these cops doing all this crazy shit out here and they just, you know what I mean? Out on, you know what I'm saying? Oh, the government's fucked up, man. The government's fucked up doing crazier shit out here.
You screaming white sales, what you saying?
I'm screaming, white slaying you!
All day.
Yeah, no,
nobody's good, man, for real.
I can't understand the concept. Like, I can obviously understand the concept of jail. You know what I mean? There's terrible things to do in this earth. But, man, when a man's bringing that much money to his community and trying to change shit, maybe he's doing some other shit. But, man, the government's just as fucked, man. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like Superwoman socking squirrels on the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel that shit.
Exactly.
What are you judging by?
You know what I'm saying? Like, where do we draw the line? You know what I'm saying?
I feel that shit too. I feel that shit when I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm mostly a no problems person. No one really has a problem with me and shit. And then, so I feel like I should, you know, I deserve, certain people deserve a little extra grace. Like, hey, this nigga fucked up this one time. Hey, he's what it is, nigga. How often does it happen?
Oh, yeah. I can literally be driving, hit someone, and I go to the bin for that. On accident.
That's a good man.
That's a good man.
Right.
Correct.
Shitty lawyers. Like, you know what I mean? There's so much to it where I'm like, bro, you guys are trying to put me in a fucking box. I can't, man.
And that shit is serious, too. Like, I watched this YouTube video the other day of, like, some YouTuber. I forget his name, but he did, like, a solitary confinement challenge thing.
Challenge.
Where he, like, stayed in this room for, like, 3 or 4 days. And, like, some niggas be in solitary for months.
Months.
Years.
And after, like, 3 days, like, this guy was losing it, bro. Yeah, years. Like, and I can feel like they'll try to do thug like that. And that's fucked up. He doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, bro, I don't know. I don't know, man. Because then again, this guy can be a villain. And we don't really
know.
But then again, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not a judge, man.
Yeah, for real.
I'm not a judge. But it's crazy what they're trying to do to thugs. So it's kind of sad. It's very sad.
Free thug. By the time you guys hear this, we over here in Utah getting down. Amen. All-Star Weekend. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. We in the Salt Lake.
Yeah, we in the saltiest city.
Amen.
Nice.
Yeah. Nah, man. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a great All-Star. And I just think, again, a little manifestation about 2 years ago now.
Two? Which one?
About 2 years ago. I'm about to say something. About 2 years ago, me and Jermaine were speaking to our manager, our team, and they're just saying, what do you guys want? What's some goals we can reach for? Some new things, new bars we can set, rah-rah. And I said, yeah, I really want to get more into basketball and associating ourselves with just a lot more basketball content. It just that world of ball, you know? And then, started working with NBA and YouTube. And we first did something out in Montreal before the season started. That was great. Mm-hmm. And they hit us back up and said, hey, would you guys be interested in coming to Utah? And I'm like, you guys know what's happening in Utah, right? Because it was so far before. And
I was trying to keep it on the chill.
Yeah.
We're doing an activation certain events in Utah, Salt Lake City.
I was like, wait, what the fuck? Lock that in, man. So, super excited, man. And
nice.
I'm bringing my ball shoes in case anyone wants work.
A little backup ball shoes.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just in case.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes me back to All-Star Weekend in Toronto, man. AKA the coldest
man
fucking recorded day in the history of man. You remember that shit, Sheldon? That weekend?
What do you mean? Like, nah, it was like, it was cold and shit?
Oh my God. I've never seen
it
like
that. I was in Brampton for sure. I ain't go nowhere near Toronto that weekend.
The region.
The region.
It was like frozen. Everything was like coated and ice.
Yeah, it felt really? Like negative 34.
There it is.
It was negative 23, but it felt like negative 34 Celsius.
Damn.
Some moon shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
That just perpetuated the fucking igloo stereotype.
Oh, everyone came here like, no, I thought.
That's all we
have. That's crazy. Nah.
Damn.
Yeah, that weekend was crazy too, man, just to see it in Toronto, but also just to... yeah, like man, we spent some fucking chicken,
little chickaroos on that shit, man.
Yeah,
just really.
Just Rand was getting some. Was he getting opportunities? I don't think he had opportunities. Yeah, that nigga was plugged up, man. Yeah. Just Rand was already plugged up with everybody, and he knew him, man. He was getting tickets and shit for Lost Sheeper, right?
It was like actually no.
It was like the original price, so it wasn't. We're not buying through a third party, whatever. So it was just like actual cost, and the actual cost was still actually fucking crazy. It was around two bands a ticket
each.
At the time, especially, we're like, "Yo, Justice is a lot, man." He's like, "Yo, trust me, for the rest of your life, you'll regret
2016
not going to the fucking not getting involved with All Star Weekend in Toronto."
See, so that's gonna get me, bro. That fucking conversation, that sentence right there, and the way that fucking Just Rain speaks, that's gonna get me.
And bro, you know, I heard harps and shit.
That's together.
Bro, trust me, bro. Trust me.
Yeah, yo,
every fucking sentence, bro. Every sentence, he's stepping a little bit closer to you. It's 2 feet. All right, Doc, stay right there, bro. This is 2016. We just moved downtown. And he's just like,
we
did.
No, not yet.
2016.
Nah, we were posing
Yeah. We're not even. So that actually makes the situation worse, but it's the best fucking All Star ever. And man, it was Kobe's last RIP. We said this before.
Wow.
Kobe's last All Star. It's crazy. It was a great experience, man. Great experience.
Yeah.
Glad we did that shit. Yeah. You gotta take out a loan. For sure.
Yeah.
I had to take out a loan with Mr. Just Rain. Bank of Just Rain.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So he did all this convincing. And I was just so convinced. I was so like, because I really wanted to go. And I'm just like, hey, if Jermaine wants to go, like, I'm super down to go now. But then I'm like, wait, I don't even have enough for that. Like, what the fuck? So Jermaine's like, yeah, I'll go. And I'm like, oh shit. Well, yeah, never mind. I can't go. I don't have enough.
He's like, okay, yo. Okay, yo. Fuck.
just spin me that. So, yeah, shout out to Justin. He covered for me. And,
that's fire.
Hit the little afterpay.
Yeah, hit him with the afterpay. I don't even remember when four I paid easy installments. Back. It was definitely one easy installment. But I can't remember, like, no, we really weren't getting, this is like early in our career, man. Like,
we weren't seeing chickens like that.
We weren't touching chickens. So that was all like my personal money. Then we're trying to move out on top of it. So I was like, dog, we got to have rent. Like, we didn't know our situation yet. So everything was just a big question mark. But you know what I mean? Another question I wanted to answer was, yo, am I going to fucking All-Star Weekend in Toronto? But what a time, man. What a time.
What did we see? We saw the game. Oh, yeah. We saw the game and the dunk off.
And the dunk off. Yeah.
It was by two tickets.
Yeah. I think it was a package. Mm. But the guy was selling it like that.
Ah, okay.
But yeah,
nice.
Yeah, no, no. And that was and that was the last year. It was the best dunk off. Like after 2016,
seen that video circulating like yesterday or something like that.
We couldn't believe it.
And they were dunking on our net, so like we could see. Yeah. Like it was perfect. Still.
Oh, nice, it was nice, a good nice. View.
Yeah,
that's fire, man. That's fire. You feel like you know? You feel like Salt Lake City's gonna have the vibes up.
I was wondering. I bet, right?
Yeah. This is the first time we're gonna be like going to every single like event for the All Star. So I'm excited, man. I really don't know what to expect.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect.
Nice.
Yeah.
I kinda wanna get some autographs. I've never been a person to ask for someone's autograph, but I'm gonna bring a Sharpie and try and find something I can say, all right. Like, can you sign this? But
get that P5, make that P5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yo,
yeah, got it. Because he there for sure. He in the rookie game.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
Paolo Banchero.
Yeah.
What you gonna make him sign?
His shit, man.
If you gotta sign right, pull that right now. You'll sign something, gang. What is it?
Right now, he's signing my hat.
Nice.
He's signing my hat. That's nice. Quick. Bah, bah, bah. You got to be quick. There's going to be gone. I'm LeBron. Can you sign? Ah, fuck.
Yeah, my nose. Fuck.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it's important to have a signature from someone.
You got to have a little time capsule, man. Mm-hmm. A little, you know what I mean?
Memorabilia.
Exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not too much. Yeah. Some TLC shit, but
yeah,
you got to have your little capsule.
Yeah. One thing about me, man, I'm a vibe. I'm a vibe, man. I'm not looking forward to anything. I'm just looking forward to being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Is weed legal out there?
Shit, it about to be.
Shit, brother.
Yeah,
they're starting up this weekend. Just passed.
They're trying to stimulate the economy.
Yeah, man. That's what they're trying to do. Speaking of all-stars, man, y'all seen LeBron slip up?
Shit, was it a slip ever? I didn't even catch the visuals yet. I can't see a king go down like that, man.
I don't even know if you want to see it, because right now, like, me and you have different mindsets of Bron right now. We have different perspectives.
You know, I'm pre-crack and post-crack. I might spend a few more hours with pre-crack LeBron.
Yeah. Let him find it on his own, because it's just going to pop over here and be like, Bron? Okay.
Bro, they're going to be memeing this shit to the end of time.
The thing is, it's kind of hard to meme this one still.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to meme this one because you really won't know it's him unless you know the outfit that he wore. Because I saw the outfit. Like, I saw the game. I saw him sitting on the bench.
No way. This wasn't even an athletic gear.
This is gear.
What was he doing?
He was on the bench.
Just sitting?
Yeah, he's like out.
He was crouching down to talk to his teammates.
That ain't heroic. I thought it was on some heroic shit. Like, he must have gotten a real tussle on the court and pants fell down a little bit.
This is a different one then. I don't think you saw this one.
No, I'm saying I didn't see it.
His hands are on his knees and he's in the huddle, no?
Mm-mm.
You saw two?
He got two slip-ups? I guess he got two then. Yeah, I seen him.
Probably different angles.
Maybe
and shit.
A different angle, yeah.
This must have been like a 10-minute situation.
I DM'd it if you want to check it out. It's on Twitter. But yeah, this is like an aerial view. Like, someone was like in the nosebleeds.
Aerial.
Zoomed in on this. Oh man.
The thing is, no matter what, you just know you're not supposed to see skin.
Yeah, no.
Why am I serious?
Nah. Yo, I know it's dark now. There's bro, you're bagging it. And the thing is, like, why? You don't line your pants up with your boxers, man. I'm sorry, man.
No. You need the buffer.
You need that buffer, bro. Real for talk. That reason right there, man. Like,
it's so true.
You're not catching me, man.
I don't want no one seeing my ass. Like, I don't want that. Like, as minimal as possible, bro.
Bro,
like,
we talk about this extensively, man. Yeah. This is real.
Minimal as possible, bro.
100.
You see? Oh,
bro. Why is it white?
No, that's not it. That's an edit, bro. That one's not
from
it.
That one's not it. Bro, security will pull him aside. Hey, King, you got. You got a little situation in this.
That's multiple times because it's another time where
it's kind of dusty.
Nah, it does match. Nah, it does. Look at the nigga hit the zoom on him, bro.
Bro, don't hit the three camera on the iPhone.
Nigga hit the 9 cameras.
Hit the macro.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Bro, you can't do that, man. Like, that's crazy. And the thing is,
that's crazy, gang.
That's on the internet forever.
Head of TSN. Better head of TSN get a knock on the door.
Oh!
Bron's agent.
Yeah, my client.
Oh, man.
It's getting a lot of heat right now.
How do you not feel the AC in the Staples Center, bro?
Staples Center AC straight to the crazy. You not feeling that? Bro, this is industrial AC, gang. You're supposed to feel that type of shit.
This is the thing. I love Bron. I respect Bron. I've always been a Kobe guy. That's just who I am, right? Mm-hmm. But why I've been a Kobe guy is because I had to ask that question. Is Kobe Bryant human?
I had no proof that Kobe Bryant is,
you know what I mean?
I feel that.
LeBron, I'm not asking, is LeBron human? Yeah, look at his ass crack. He is.
He's just
like
a guy.
Just look at mine, look at his. Identical, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I've never seen Michael Jordan's ass crack.
I don't think they have one.
I wasn't even sure. Yeah, all right. I rest my case, though.
They didn't have time for that. They didn't have time for shitting, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Straight fucking domination.
Bro, you can't be the captain doing that, bro. New cap. I wonder if, like, on some dark shit, man, he'd take you there. You know what I mean? Say he's just LeBron James associated with certain parties You know what I mean? The Illuminati. Okay. Sometimes they got to do duties, man. They got to do things. Sometimes it might be a little bit embarrassing. But maybe he just like ticks on off. He's like, hey, tomorrow, LeBron. We getting it cracking tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's tossing and turning all night thinking about the big day. He's not even on the game. He's like, damn, nigga, I know. And then he gets a little, he sees a man in the crowd signaling to him. He's like, it's time. You better do that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Like an initiation, bro. Yeah. It's like what are them shits? Like the Seta, what is it, fraternities?
That's a friend joining a new frat.
Yeah.
He's like,
hey, Bron, welcome to Beta Theta. Hey, Bron, why don't you go ahead and wear the tight jeans tonight?
You want that scoring record, brother?
Since you want to be game. Hey, Kareem ain't get that scoring title by just scoring. Remember that?
Yep.
Holy fuck, man.
Man, even another perfect example, man. I was going to tie this in with another joke, but I'm going to let that one live, man. But a lot of people were saying that certain things, talking Super Bowl here, talking Rihanna, you know what I'm saying?
I mean.
Y'all just about to. I'm about to bring that up.
Yeah, come on. Of course you got to. A lot of some extra video and extra footage, some photos were leaked that like Rihanna's throwing up the rock and triangle and then saying, oh, look at her stage, it's a triangle, and everyone's saying all these Illuminati's. I'm like, nigga, can we ever just enjoy something?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Niggas out there saying, all right, that was a terrible performance. You guys are saying this. You guys remember Michael Jackson? You remember The Weeknd? Yeah. What is this? And she's lip singing. I'm like, bro, can we just enjoy it?
Yeah. How does it make you feel?
How did
I saw all that. I saw all that stuff too. I saw the lip singing. I saw that. I'm like, but I'm enjoying myself.
I don't care. Yeah,
these fucking songs are good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like for sure. Yeah.
Dog, I'm not. I don't, bro. At a stadium, I'd be so. She's human, bro. I'm gonna be nervous, bro.
I was just about to say
I'm
that.
I'm pregnant.
Bro.
Human
experience. On top of that, nigga, I'm on a floating platform, Mario style. The shit, Mario fucking thin ass strings and shit going up and down. Nigga, I'm lip syncing. I'm like, hey, nigga, on the day off, I need to worry about standing straight.
Yeah.
That's it. In case anything go wrong, nigga, I lose my balance, nigga. We gotta keep that shit pumping.
That nigga Bron threw his crack up because Riri was getting too much bad press. Lip sync.
Yeah, see the people's man.
Yeah, I got you, girl.
Yeah,
see the people's. See our other client, Rihanna needs some space. LeBron, you're up.
I got you.
Ah, man, but yeah, no, I was gonna go there with the Illuminati, the Illuminati detectives on Twitter. Talking about Rihanna's performing on a floating triangle and this and that and throwing up the rock and whatever. It's like, why didn't they televise this? I'm like, nigga, man, probably because it was on, I don't know.
Shit, nigga, probably. I don't know what going on up there, man.
Facts.
But all day, you don't know for sure.
Yeah. Facts. If I ever get an email just saying, hey, random order.
Congrats on all the success.
So check this shit out. We need a signature. It's non-negotiable.
You got to sign in person, bro.
Where you at?
Never mind. We at your door.
You want some M's?
Shit.
Yeah, man. What? Would you sign the Illuminati?
Hell no, man.
It depends what they're asking for, man.
What the hell, you know? Sheldon?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't think I would still.
But that's the thing. If you in and I don't got to sign and we get the perks, go ahead, do your thing. Twin.
Yeah, you got a little buddy pass.
We break bread. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, man.
Hey, that might be my purpose, you know? My life's purpose.
Listen, man, I'll sign a contract. Y'all don't worry about nothing. Yeah, good.
Sheldon, why is your ass crack out?
Don't ask no questions. Don't worry, man.
You telling me I ain't going to heaven, man? Come on.
Yeah, when you see our visuals and our fucking quality get super crispy, you know what happened?
Yeah, Sheldon.
Y'all looking good. What happened, man? Y'all look. Come up.
I body that.
So Sheldon's pupils are very big.
They're just black now. I don't know why. Oh man. Yeah, that I feel like Illuminati conspiracies was like the thing to be looking up on YouTube in like 2007,
in
eight,
the time,
nine,
yep. 10. I was there. I watched a marathon, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a marathon. Remember how scared we were?
I was shook.
It was daytime. We were scared of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They was naming all my favorite rappers and shit. He was like, yo, everyone's in this shit, bro. Trust me, bro. Rihanna, The Game.
Mm-mm.
Fucking 50
Cent
in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, even Cassidy the Hustler. Like, yeah, bro.
Cass.
He's in that shit.
And they said the whole Larceny family. I said, damn.
They got damn. Us in it.
Yeah, man. Damn. But that shit, man, fuck, man. Sometimes.
I wonder if niggas are offended that they're not didn't get the invite and shit.
To the Loomskis?
Yeah. Like, that just speaks to your lackluster career.
What you think?
It could be a talent thing, too. It could be a talent thing. Could be real like, talk. Hey, we know you're not going to be around like that.
Real talk.
You think they're going for everyone? Like, just somewhere else in Australia, there's a yo-yo master for the longest sleeping dog. So, and they said,
in Australia. Illuminati Australia.
Yeah, man. Just knock on his door and say, hey, nice yo-yo. Who are you?
Want to go up and down with us?
Oh. I don't know. What else? Yeah.
You trying to walk the dog with us? Come on, let's walk the dog.
Yeah. So these niggas can't just say we strictly actors, actresses, like in entertainment space. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't just lock it off there.
Of course.
Yeah, now you're right. I never thought about that, though. I always thought, like, you know, sports, music, acting.
Man. There's budding careers in all sorts of categories and niches, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fucking viral plumber on TikTok, nigga, just getting that.
Yeah.
Nigga that fucking made General Tao. He probably laughed.
I see you,
man. I see what you did.
Listen, General. You trying to towel with us? Join us for a general meeting.
Oh,
talking towel.
Dog, man, I'm telling you, man, you can't do nothing in this life, man. They always gonna want a piece.
Believe it.
Damn, I guess you got to keep your podcast under a certain threshold.
Hey,
we want to actually ask y'all to something y'all to unsubscribe. About to shave 100.
Hey, we getting too close to a million. Y'all stop. Just don't even tell people, man. Leave shit in reviews.
Yeah, man, skip a couple episodes.
Lighten up. Stop, man. That's the only reason we're not consistent, right? We just say, yo, fuck it, man. The Loomskis is after us. He has a son?
I don't know. In my dream, it did.
Yeah, I was about to say, hold on. Is that factual?
I was thinking the same thing. Like, does he have a son? Well, I'm Googling it right now. Look, he does. Yeah, Robert Kelly Jr.
Oh, and it's his
name? Oh, my God. He's not doing nothing.
Nah, he ain't doing nothing.
He's standing by that name, though, nigga. He's like, nope, I'm not going to City Hall, nigga.
I'm JR.
I am Robert Kelly JR.
No, I'm going to City Hall, man. I'm getting that change, man.
Yeah, I'm Luther.
Yeah, look like he play college ball.
That's what's up.
Nice.
Interesting. Nice.
That's what's up, man.
Cool. Yeah, shout out to that.
Friend. It had nothing to do with him, man.
Hey, shout out 50, man. 20 years of that Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, it's been 20?
What an amazing. Wow. It's been 20 years.
I don't like to hear that, bro.
I don't like to hear that either, but.
Hey,
bro, let me fuck you up. 20? 8 years. 8 years of if you're reading this, it's too late.
Damn. Like,
bro, what?
That's about 10.
That's almost 10.
Bro, wasn't Illmatic? Didn't Illmatic just turn 20?
No, Illmatic turned 39.
Hell no. Probably about 30. Yeah.
Illmatic 30, yeah. That came out, what, 90s?
90 what? 3-4 or something? Six.
It had Let's to come see. Out like yeah, about the 90s.
Bro, I don't know what it Illmatic. Is. But I could do math and shit, nigga. Simple 94. Mathematics. I'm bad with years. Once you start talking years, subtracting, adding years, I'm fucked. Even though it's just 2000, this and that, nigga. I start thinking of years, it fucks me up.
Unless shit lines up like perfectly, like
exactly.
That's the only way.
We talking tens.
20s maybe.
If it happened 9 years ago, I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yeah.
Damn, that's wild.
Man, 20 years. February 6, 2003. That's my brother's birthday trip.
Really? What's up, man?
Oh, 20 years in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Nice. No, yeah. When this comes out, yeah.
Nice. Sick, 50, man.
Shout out to that, man. Good album. Great album.
That's crazy, man.
Like, realizing, like, 50 had Dr. Dre and Eminem is, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually, like, chopped.
You can't fail.
Yeah.
You can't fail. Yeah.
Dr. Dre? It made no sense to me, man. I remember seeing that album thinking like, oh, shit, you can get cut on this glass. I got to be careful with that CD. I was kind of let down when I'm like, damn, wait, I'm not getting cut on this? What?
It's touch shit? What the fuck?
Yeah, like I thought it was, you know, going to have some steez on it.
Yeah, a little collector's edition might be.
Damn, man. Yeah, speaking of 50, man. your cousin, number one fan.
Yeah, man.
In the world. Yeah.
He celebrated the 20th anniversary. I'll say that.
I bet.
Popping bottles.
I'll say that, man. I'm sure he had a fucking ball, man.
That's what's
up. It's crazy, man. But I honestly, man, like, I respect it. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's dedication to something.
Yeah.
It's dedication.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He moved to New York because of 50?
Yeah, so I think the closest he could get that kind of made sense, I guess he knew some people, was Jersey. So he moved out to Jersey and kind of like went back and forth.
That's what's up. From Toronto?
From Toronto, yeah. But he definitely spent like months out in Jersey at a time type shit, you know, and then, you know, going to New York, do whatever they do.
Damn, I hope he meets 50, man. That man needs to meet 50 Cent.
So do I, man. Maybe, hopefully I can hook it up one day, man, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see if I can grind hard enough and help that happen, because I feel like I'd enjoy that more than him just for the simple fact. You know what I mean?
Just the different, the third camera's perspective.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I was like, hey, 50 Cent, man, you got 45 minutes to make this, man. Girl,
you going? You got some shit to say to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I promise you won't regret it.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, man, is like, you know, there's certain people that you like, there's certain things that you understand and you start learning, like, once you're in that industry of, like, meeting certain people and be like, all right, you got to know how to kind of say what's up and keep it pushing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely know your cousin's asking for a record deal if he gets on site.
On site.
like, I already know I'm going to have to make my bad. I apologize.
So he's going to bring up some stuff fucking signed to G-Unit Records and Interscope. You don't got to just, it's up to you.
Whatever you want. If he wants to rap, I can't stop him from like spitting something real quick in that
Sweet
moment.
Sweet 16, yeah, real talk.
Yeah,
do what we gonna have to
all endure this, man. I'm gonna be looking at 50 like, it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you fucking with it?
Hitting his dance and shit.
He's like, I think that shit.
Oh, man. I don't know if I have, who's someone for you guys that like will make you just thinking, tweak? Like,
I don't know, man.
Tweak.
Like, who's someone you look at and be like, not tweak, but just, you know, will definitely say, yeah, okay, I'm out of my character for this one.
Like, it's unbelievable to see this person right now.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe Pharrell. I'm going to say Pharrell.
You say no like
nice.
You're doing it for
Elon. I'll say Pharrell. Yeah.
Just hopped on the Louis situation, didn't you?
Yeah,
he did.
Men's fashion.
We're not going to see nothing until, I think, next year, though. Mm-hmm. So.
Wasn't he building condos? But
hopefully
and shit?
He does.
He still is.
Yeah, he has a hotel. He has a hotel in Miami, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. And he's building a condo in Toronto.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'd love to have my goddamn just foot everywhere, man. Like, you know what I mean? He did music. Yeah. And now it's just like, yeah, man, Trey, you heard Trey building a condo in
Trey
Australia.
Trey got cranes up, man. He working up.
But that's when you say, you know, you announce your plans to the world. Listen, man, I'm out here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do better for the world. So we putting buildings up in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. For real? What's up, man? I've always loved your songs. I'm always mad about your recent moves.
Talk to me.
Is there anything that y'all are like into that like you want to do like on a serious like tip, but you haven't done it yet? Like in terms of just like something like condos or whatever. Like,
oh yeah,
man. Okay, we got two. We gotta give you two answers. One, who would you tweak for?
Yeah. You didn't answer.
Fuck,
that.
I don't even know still though. I was hoping you had the shit, but
I think you would tweak for Jay-Z if you had a minute to sit down and like talk to him. You'd be like, yo, holy fuck, what just happened?
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, there it is. What am I saying? Because
he's going to give you game,
but
you're also like a fan. So I'm like, I'm really trying to think of like.
Yeah, it would be Dave Chappelle. I think it would be Dave Chappelle still. Yeah. Jay-Z, same level for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jay-Z, I feel like because he's such a businessman, like you can't tweak around that.
Yeah,
you can't tweak around that. Your mind's not gonna let you, like, you know what he's about.
Yeah,
tweak in your own way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because everyone's gonna have a different, like, whatever Sheldon's way of tweaking is, like, whatever you walk away saying
internal,
damn, like that was fucking crazy. Yeah, like, you know,
right?
Yeah, I'm an internal tweaker. Yeah, I'll be tweaking on the inside and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle for sure, man.
Yeah,
he started this whole shit, man.
Yeah,
I remember like catching a glimpse of him in Toronto as a kid, and he had his fucking. Must have been like a Ferrari type situation. I was at work with my dad, underage.
Yeah.
Nice. 12 years old and shit. I was posted up in the office just waiting for the next job or whatever. And my dad's like, I'm going to go take a walk. And he came back. He's like, yo, I just saw Dave Chappelle. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Damn.
Hoping in Toronto.
In Brampton?
In Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto.
Yeah, we're downtown doing a move for RBC. And then he saw him outside and I was like, fucking, we just like, this is like, just got the DVD, the Chappelle show. I've been watching on TV, but at this point I got the DVD. I'm invested in shit. I'm fucking nice. Listening to his stand-up, illegally burnt stand-up, stand-up specials and shit. Finished a job and then it was like the end of the day. I'm like, I guess I missed him. And then we was in the truck and then we see this little yellow thing pull up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Nice.
Dave Chappelle. And we caught a little glimpse of him at All-Star. Mm. Actually, nigga, you caught a show out there in Toronto. All-Star Weekend, Toronto.
Where?
Yeah. Wait, you didn't come? Nah, man, I was late.
Yeah.
I was late.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Crazy traffic. Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Who the hell did I go with?
One of our associates. You was with someone for sure.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, you missed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I seen Dave.
I got to see Dave when he was coming back out. Like, and he was
slowly,
this was
before. Like, he wasn't. Mm-hmm. You catch clips.
Yeah, I remember
shit.
That time. Yeah.
No phones. Yeah. They took my. That was the first time I went to an event. And they took my phone and put it in a bag. I said, "How y'all gonna know?" Yeah, but no, yeah. No, and we seen him. Yeah, we got a glimpse of him. All star, whatever. He gave us a head bump, man. I won't forget it. He looked at us and gave us a head bump. And I was like, wait, that's very like specific.
It was a pointed head bump.
Yeah, that was very specific. I mean, Usher looked at us and didn't give us no head bump.
Amen. You know what time it is. This has been a very swell episode, Random Order Show 126.5.
Audio exclusive.
Listen, man, rate us if you rate us, man.
Shit, but not too much, man. Because you know them little
boys. Watch it. But Spotify, you know what I'm saying? Keep it under 10,000 reviews. Keep it under. Let's not pass 50,000 reviews. If it ever gets there, fizzle out. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave a great, swell review, man. Let the people know why you listen to this shit so much. Mm. Yeah. 5-star experiences only. Amen. www.randomorder.org. Red Hot Tees coming at you, man. Mm-hmm. We got great things planned for randomorder.org. Don't you ever get it messed up.
Don't you?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Snapchat, The Random Order Show. Fresh new edits on a weekly basis. And of course, man, you could join the Random Order Discord. Get down with the community. Follow. All the links are in the description, man.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Locked in.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.